A little while back, poet, DJ and artist Quiva Lavelle made the case on Culture File for the music of Basil Kirchen, getting a little more widespread respect. And this time she welcomes us to the sounds and the sayings of American-born poet, singer and DIY rocker Lydia Tomku.
Last time we did this next one, Sonny Bono happened to come into the performance while we were doing it. Any celebrities here tonight? This is for you. It's Let's Transact.
Lydia Tomku was a Chicago poet born in 1959 to Ukrainian immigrant parents. She is remembered primarily for her band Algebra Suicide, formed in 1982, a post-punk outfit of herself and husband John Heidecker, pairing poetry with angular guitar, drum machine and synth. In her lifetime, she published 6 collections of poetry and was selected by John Ashbery for Best American Poetry Anthology. Could we compare her with another act? Lydia didn't appreciate the many Patti Smith comparisons she received in her time. In spite of having written the lines, I wanna be like Patti Smith. She much preferred being referred to as a female Lou Reed, or her band described as Joy Division with a sense of humour. My personal comparison is perhaps Emily Dickinson with a rampant social life. Paul Hoover, Tomku's college poetry professor, describes Lydia and her generation of poets as hungry to make an impact and to be famous.
He had a fever in Paris. He danced in Berlin. He collapsed on the stage in London.
One of their goals was to bring about a female beat generation, aspiring to become names as household as O'Hara, Ginsberg, and Ferengetti. Hoover states that this group of talented women poets had no particular poetics or manifesto, but that their work was always earthy, vivid, scandalous, sassy, and deep. Hoover recalls a class assignment in which he asked his students to create a new original poetic format. Lydia presented a poem based on palindromes, 6 of oxes, a form she would return to several times, in Tender Red Net and Off Urge, Gruff O.
Sunny.
That one was actually written, the text part was written in a rondel, which is an archaic poetic form, made famous by Charles de La Salle way back in prehistoric times.
Lydia was particularly passionate about the form of her poetry.
No, really. And I'm not going to go into the rhyme scheme or the meters or anything, because I don't remember and I'm sure you don't care.
The formerly playful works are a perfect example of Lydia's more cryptic poetry, painting mysterious images in form. But though her poems can be complex, they will often center on a particular concept which scaffolds the poem and provides an entry point. These concepts include a list of terms for kissing, in What I Like Doing Best, an increasingly fanciful order in a restaurant, in Can I Take Your Order Please?
Also, I know this isn't on the menu, but could the passers-by that are gawking at us through the big windows be gathered to watch our glamorous show, then burst out in a thunderous applause while we make curtain calls, and the drapes open and close, and we bow and bow again, and flowers are thrown at us?
A collection of truisms in which each piece of wisdom contradicts the last.
Because too many cooks spoil the broth, then God helps those who help themselves. And if you want something done, do it yourself. But two heads are better than one.
Lydia was a poet's poet, not just in her body of work, but in how she lived her life. She was passionate about decadence.
I don't know about you, but I'm getting pretty sick and tired of like really healthy people telling me about how I'm like doing all these bad things, like drinking and smoking, whatever, and how it's gonna kill me. And this next one's for them. It's called Please Respect Our Decadence.
Following the dissolve of Algebra Suicide in 1993, Lydia adapted a more electronic approach for her final solo record, Incorporated.
We girls, we have to mature, create an instant past, a hairline incision into what was once called Clunk.
Lydia's musical projects have been consistently appreciated by subsequent generations.
They say we'd lose our heads if they weren't attached to our spines by ganglia and nerve tissue and stuff called effervescent because it's pink.
However, until recently, Lydia's six collections of poetry were all out of print until their reproduction in a collection named Poems, edited by Dan Shep Levy in 2020.
To be ringmasters, bachelorettes of knowledge, and queens of the world.
This has allowed her poetry to be read again outside of the context of her musical projects, rightfully pulling focus to the incision of her wit, her true literary prowess, and even the typographical side of her punk self-presentation. And I promise you, dear listener, that she is every bit as charismatic on the page as she was on the stage.
Father once warned me that I'd explode, and I did. It was a painful way to spend a Saturday. I lied, so it wasn't Sonny Bono, but it was some guy named Bono from Ireland or something. Yeah.
That was Caoimhe Lavelle there on the life and the words of Lydia Tomcu.